everyone. My name's Mary Tivy, and this is the Animal Health Surveillance Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to this first episode of the series. I thought I'd start by introducing myself. So, who am I and why am I making this podcast? Well, first and foremost, I'm a vet. I started my career in equine practice, but have always had an interest in disease and surveillance. The opportunity came along to pursue this interest, and I found myself as a PhD student at the Royal Veterinary College, working on a project focused on epidemiology and disease surveillance in collaboration with the APHA. And that was the driving force behind this podcast, really, to put out information about animal health surveillance and to explore the subject and all its different facets throughout the series. So this podcast is for vets working in any type of practice in the UK or beyond, or anyone who has an interest in surveillance. But why is surveillance so important? Well, you only have to look at the news these days to understand why disease surveillance is so crucial. Coronavirus has affected all of our lives dramatically over the last few months, and the test and trace system has given us all an example of surveillance in action. And it's really interesting to think about how this sort of thing might develop in the future. From a veterinary standpoint, we've seen outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza at various sites across the country recently. African swine fever has also been confirmed in several European countries, and an incursion into the UK is an ever-present threat. So effective surveillance is crucial to allow us to detect these threats early. But surveillance isn't just restricted to exotic or re-emerging threats. There are many facets of disease surveillance, including those that apply to endemic disease, as well as production diseases. All of these areas of veterinary disease surveillance have a role to play within the system. So during this series, I hope to be able to explore the sphere of animal health surveillance with you, hopefully learning and understanding more about it along the way. But first of all, let's talk a little bit more about the animal health surveillance systems that we currently have in the UK. The veterinary disease surveillance systems in the UK comprise of active and passive surveillance. Active surveillance consists of a system where samples and information are actively collected. And a good example of this would be the testing that's carried out for TB in cattle. On the other hand, passive surveillance, which is also known as scanning surveillance, relies on the submission of information from external sources. And these sources would predominantly be vets out in practice. The Animal and Plant Health Agency, or APHA, is responsible for the surveillance focused predominantly on livestock and wildlife. But there are other groups who are responsible for surveillance in the other species. So let's talk about the APHA to start with. We've already mentioned the active surveillance arm of this system, where samples and information are actively collected by the agency. The Surveillance Intelligence Unit of the APHA is responsible for managing the passive or scanning surveillance side of things. And the APHA has a network of 6 veterinary investigation centres in England and Wales. And these centres are supported by a number of partner providers, such as the Royal Veterinary College or University of Surrey. And it's through this network of centres that the APHA offers post-mortem examinations and also diagnostic testing, but also advice and support to vets out in practice to help you diagnose and control disease in farm animals. All the data collected from diagnostic submissions, along with that coming from the similar system that is run by the SRUC up in Scotland, are then stored in the Veterinary Investigation Diagnosis Analysis Database. Now, I'll be the first to admit that doesn't roll off the tongue very easily, but it's also known as the VIDA database. The Surveillance Intelligence Unit uses these data to monitor the health of livestock and wildlife populations across the country. So that's a little bit about livestock surveillance, but let's consider small animal surveillance next. Those of you working in small animal practice and are perhaps working in a practice involved with this project may have heard of the Small Animal Veterinary Surveillance Network, also known as SAVSNET. This is a project based at the University of Liverpool, and it collects clinical records in real time from participating veterinary practices. They also collect diagnostic test results from commercial veterinary labs, and the data is put together and used for surveillance and research, including a quarterly small animal surveillance report, which is published in the Veterinary Record. For those of you working in equine practice, you'll probably know that the main hub of equine surveillance has been the Animal Health Trust. Now, unfortunately, the Animal Health Trust closed at the end of July last year, but the Epidemiology and Disease Surveillance Group has been retained by the equine industry. The group is currently looking for a new permanent home, but it's continuing with a business as usual approach and is encouraging the continued submission of data. And those of you working in equine practice will probably know this group from their work with particularly equine influenza and strangles, and the important role that they've played in the recent equine influenza outbreaks that we've seen. Another project that covers companion animal disease surveillance is Vet Compass. Now, this was originally a small animal project, but it did launch an equine branch in 2016. This project has come from the Royal Veterinary College, and it aims to investigate the range and frequency of companion animal health problems and identify any important risk factors for some of the most common disorders. So that's a little summary of the animal health surveillance systems that we currently have in this country. And I hope what I've said is giving you a bit of an idea of what this podcast is going to be all about. I'm going to be bringing you episodes on specific aspects of surveillance and inviting special guests in to talk about their areas of expertise. I'll also be discussing topical issues and topical diseases and trying to provide you with as much information as possible. So you can check out the next episode. It's available now and it's called What You Can Do for Surveillance. I'm excited to say that we have Finn Toomey, who is the head of the Surveillance Intelligence Unit at the APHA, speaking to us on this episode. So if you're interested in finding out how you can be involved with surveillance, then give that episode a listen. I'm going to be releasing a new episode every 2 weeks, so stay tuned. And if you like the series, please do mention it to your friends and your colleagues. For news and updates, follow me on Twitter, at the AHS podcast. And I'd love to hear from you. If there's anything you want me to cover or any topics you would like exploring, then leave your questions or your suggestions either on Twitter or on the website. Thanks so much for listening to this first episode of the podcast. I hope to see you again soon.